economicstimes.com. This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
You would have seen coverage in the last few days about Indian startups banding together in a rebellion of sorts against the dominant app platform of the country, the Google Play Store. And as ET reported in Monday's paper, in response to the ongoing developments, Google has deferred its plans to change its effective terms for the developers on the Android platform. But that is only a small part of this developing story. The issue really is the dominance of Google's Play Store and its ability to dictate terms to developers in what is one of the world's largest open digital markets. And at a time when India is pushing the policy of economic self-reliance or Atmanirbhar, this tug of war can easily take on political hues with potentially major consequences for the app stores. From the Economic Times, I'm Shrutijit, and this is the Morning Brief. App stores are fundamentally a straightforward business. Google's Play Store and Apple's App Store are gateways to a large number of users, and developers who distribute their apps on these platforms pay these companies a toll for access, typically 30%. The difficulty in recent years has been that as the world shifts further away from monetizing through advertising towards more subscriptions, developers have started to argue that the toll imposed by these platforms are too high and their pricing power is a result of their monopolistic positions in various national markets. Epic Games, which publishes Fortnite, one of the world's most popular games, and several others, are waging a war against Apple elsewhere, while in India, the dominant platform, Google's Play Store, is in the crosshairs of developers. To gather more nuance about this ongoing controversy, I invited ET's tech editor Raghu Krishnan and correspondents Megha Mandavia and Surbhi Agarwal, who broke the story about Google's deferment on Monday. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. Megha, let me come to you first. Could you take us through what is it specifically that has put Indian startups on a war path with Google?
Hi. So I'll just explain you Google's new policy for Play Store. So Google has decided to enforce a 30% commission on all in-app purchases of digital goods made through apps downloaded on Google Play Store. So from now on, all apps who have in-app purchases will have to route all their transactions through Google Play Store billing only. Until now, these apps were sidestepping this policy and were routing their transactions through other payment gateways. Google now has decided to enforce this policy from April 2022. Startups have kind of been worried about this policy and have, you know, started building a backlash against Google. One of the reasons is that they claim that this is way too expensive for startups in India to afford this kind of money, you know, give a 30% kind of cut to Google out of their total revenue. Secondly, they say that the startup ecosystem is very nascent in India and they are still dependent on VC funding. So there is no way that they can spend so much money on just giving a 30% of their revenue to Google. Google Play Store is claiming that the policy to enforce a 30% commission on all in-app purchases has been there globally from the beginning. However, they were not enforcing this in India so far. It is only now that they have decided to enforce this strictly in India. And this is what is making startups very upset, because until now, all of them were not paying 30% commission to Google on in-app purchases, and now they will have to do so. So they claim that this is kind of a protection money that they'll have to pay Google, since, you know, they have nowhere else to go because Google dominates the app ecosystem in India.
Surbhi, Indian startups are clearly upset. They're banding together to form some kind of a federation or a foundation to take up these issues and to battle what they perceive as an oppressive monopoly of Google over the Indian app ecosystem. Could you tell us what are they doing exactly? I mean, what are the steps they are taking? How is the government involved, if at all? And what are the demands by these startups?
Sure. So thanks, Shrutijit, for inviting us for this discussion. And like you said, that the Indian startups are sort of banding together to take on Google because they have a couple of concerns. If I could just take you through a little bit of background, 2 weeks ago, Paytm, which is one of the largest payment apps in the country was banned by Google and it was dropped from the Play Store. So that sort of started this entire conversation where companies started questioning the dominance that Google and players like Apple have on the Indian ecosystem.
Sorry, just to be clear, Google, of course, said the ban was because Paytm was violative of some of its terms.
Absolutely.
And so on, right? So it was not a rampant ban. They said there was a
right.
There was a
so there was a violation where Google said that Paytm was violating its gaming policies. Of course, Paytm had a different opinion, but they did tweak some of the features in their app. And the very same day, they were brought back on the App Store. So that particular incident created a lot of controversy. And that's what sort of started this entire conversation on whether Google should have so much of power on the Indian ecosystem. And just to give you some numbers, if you look at the Google Android operating system, 98% of the smartphones in the country run on Google. And if you look at the entire internet ecosystem in the country, 80% of access to the Indian internet is through apps. So virtually Google sort of controls the entire ecosystem. But some of the questions that the entrepreneurs are raising is that, one, what are these terms and conditions that Google has on the Play Store apps? Does Google have the power to change them arbitrarily and to implement policies in an abrupt manner, which completely can sort of sound a death knell for the ecosystem? So those are some of the concerns and what these companies did when Google decided to talk about enforcing this new policy last week was that they came together. There was an informal WhatsApp message that went off to almost 50, 60 entrepreneurs, and they came together and they started discussing what could be done. And one of the options that they discussed was going to the government and talking about some kind of an alternative to the Play Store. And the government also has given them a positive indication that they could possibly look at either launching an alternative, or they have an existing app store which is right now only there for government apps, and that could be scaled up.
Megha, let me come to you now. Could you tell us what has been Google's response to these demands?
So Google has said that they are listening to the startup community and they have started engaging with the founders and the CEOs to understand their various demands and understand what are the issues they are facing with not only the commission, but other issues that have been highlighted by the startup community in India. So they say they are in the listening mode, and until then, they have deferred the implementation of this policy till April 2022.
Very interesting. But what is the sense you've got from the government so far? Are they receptive to this? Do they want to stay out of this? Any indications as to what the thinking there is?
That's a very interesting question, because it is coming at a time where, you know, if I could again take you to a little bit of background, and it is coming at a time where the government has launched a series of initiatives under this entire Atmanirbhar campaign. There have been competitions and challenges where government is trying to promote domestic apps, be it social media or video conferencing apps, to semiconductor apps, to myriad things like that. And the government is trying to basically promote this entire ecosystem, which is right now dominated by American and Chinese players. So it's coming in that background, and the government privately admits and it recognizes that there is an issue, because at one end we have the ecosystem being controlled by Apple and Google, where they are running their own apps. At the same time, they are giving a platform to other apps, and there are many competing products. So they recognize this problem, and they also recognize the fact that possibly they need to also have some kind of an alternative which can either fill the gap or take on the dominance by these two companies. Now, the challenge there is that they recognize that it's not going to be easy, because Google and Apple are spending billions every year to have an app store which makes sure that apps are thrown up in searches where unsafe apps are not there on the Play Store, malware is not there, etc., right? So it is not an easy task, and the government recognizes that. But at the start of this, they are very, very open to having a dialogue. In fact, like my colleague Megha wrote on last week, the government had an initial meeting with the startups where they've sort of asked them to get together and have some sort of a list of issues that they have with these companies and what can be done.
Right. Very interesting observations, Surbhi. You know, when you look at the larger context of or the prevailing political sentiment in India with regard to self-reliance and Atmanirbhar, as you pointed out, indeed a situation that is conducive to some kind of changes, or, you know, I could see why there would be a thinking that here is a problem, the existing situation and this kind of monopoly and control by a foreign entity over a thriving and growing Indian app ecosystem is undesirable. And perhaps we'll see some changes in that regard. But Raghu, let me come to you. Could you explain why specifically for in the Indian app ecosystem, this is a problem, because globally we have seen many companies are on a warpath with these platforms. Epic Games, one of the biggest game developers in the world, is on a warpath with Apple. There are lawsuits. Several companies globally have, you know, because in countries where Apple is the dominant player, they're fighting Apple. In India, it seems like the battle is brewing up against Google and its dominance. Could you tell us why is this specifically a problem for the Indian app ecosystem?
Thanks, SK. You know, there are multiple things. The biggest thing is India is largely a mobile-first market. Unlike the West, right, that uses access to the internet on other devices such as a desktop or a laptop, for majority of Indians, a mobile phone is the first computing device. So most companies that offer digital goods, whether it is education, telemedicine, or streaming music, have built apps that deliver these services on their apps. They also have a website, but they prefer to deliver the service because they also can convert these consumers to subscribe to the service, paying a monthly recurring fee. A lot of these companies are also small. And the biggest concern for a lot of these app developers is that they will lose a third of their earnings to a large platform that they host their apps. In this case, Google, as Surabhi said, Google owns the Indian mobile ecosystem, 97%. And even as they grow their business, the pie for Google will just go bigger. So that's the biggest concern.
So right now, what Google is saying is that if I am buying, say, a package on, let's say, the Byju's app, so far I could buy it and Byju's didn't have to share the revenue of that with Google. But now they would effectively take 30% of everybody who is buying or purchasing a Byju's package from an Android.
From an Android app. So you can still consume the service on a smartphone,
right?
On a browser.
Browser, right.
But the better experience is on an app.
Of course. So if you purchase it through an Android app, then whatever business Indian developers are running, 30% of that revenue goes to Google, right?
Precisely.
Right. So what's your reading of this? I mean, is this a tenable situation? I mean, how's this going to shape up going forward?
So It's a global policy of Google of charging a 30% commission. And Apple, you discussed that how Fortnite and Apple are engaged in a legal battle over similar moves.
That's right.
India is one of the largest open market for global technology companies.
Right.
China is closed for most US companies. India also so far are not enabled a local ecosystem of internet platform companies similar to Google or Apple. So it'll be interesting to see how the government is already talking about on a self-reliance mode with this campaign of Atmanirbhar campaign. The startup ecosystem is sort of petitioning the government saying, can we seek help? There's a precedence when the RBI mandated that all payment information should be locally stored. There's a huge cry by the global payment companies, whether it is MasterCard, Visa. They talked about their process. They talked about saying that India will lose out of the global ecosystem for security and safety.
Correct.
And eventually they agreed to store the user data locally.
Yeah.
It's a wait and watch mode. We don't know what the government's intention is because it's a developing story.
Yeah, to me, this represents, you know, very interesting development in the global services business by platforms like Google and Apple. Because, you know, just to do an intellectual exercise, if we were to take this to its logical conclusion, to my mind, what will need to happen is, because currently Apple's policy is that to install an app on an Apple device, you can only do it through the App Store, right? iOS App Store. And for Google, there are other ways to install apps on an Android device, but they don't allow any App Store apart from the Google Play Store. With the exception of, I mean, you know, original equipment manufacturers, if you're a Samsung or Xiaomi, you typically do have your own app store. But most people, I mean, the use case is that most people just use the Google Play Store to download their apps. That's where the device gives you the confidence that this has been scanned, there is no security issue, and so on and so forth. And that's really the might of the services business of both these companies. Now, if the government steps in, say if the government is convinced that there is a case to step in and either cap the charges that these companies are imposing or regulate it, saying that, look, you have to allow another app store that's either developed by the Indian developer community or by the government itself, right? And people should have the option of downloading apps from this alternative app store. The trouble is that this will open a floodgate of demand from governments around the world. I mean, if for either of these companies conceding to a demand like that, or any sort of solution, you know, short of they themselves relaxing their charges, any externally imposed solution or any regulation will mean that such demands will come in from governments and organizations around the world. And you're potentially allowing for a fissure in what will be floodgates, you know, and it's sort of an existential threat to the high margins and the high volumes of the services business. In Apple's case, they're currently on a run rate of $60 billion in annual revenues in the services business, most of which comes from the App Store. So we're talking about massive interests, massive revenues, massive impact on some of the largest companies in the world. All of this hinges on what appears to be a relatively minor jostling between Indian developers and the Google Play Store. But it has the potential to become a much bigger global story. At ET, of course, Raghu, Mekha, and Surbi, among many others, will be watching this very closely and bringing you all the latest updates. Raghu, Mekha, Surbi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Escape.
That's it from us today. I'm Shrutijit from The Economic Times. This episode was edited by Indulekha Arvind and coordinated by Shashwat Mohanty. The Morning Brief appears Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays every week. You can write to us with feedback on themorningbrief@timesgroup.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a nice day.
Awaaz.com